A very good morning to you, my dear listener. Good morning to you, my beloved Namibia. Welcome to Eagle FM. And thank you, David. And very good morning to you, David, as well. So thank you for crossing over to the Ondangwa studio in the great, in the mighty region of Oshana region. So good morning to you all, wherever you find yourself this morning, whatever you will be doing this morning, welcome. Welcome to Eagle FM. Welcome to your favorite talk radio station in the land of the brave. So where are you listening us from? Zambezi, Carlsberg, you know, Vergenoeg. You know, is there a town Vergenoeg? No, there's not. All right. So Swakopmund, Wavish Bay, where are you listening us from? Opuwa. We used to get somebody from some people from Opuwa, listening from Opuwa. You know, Rundu, and Ohangwena, Oshikango. So where are you listening us from? All right. It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's good to have you. And it's we love it being in your company, and we also love it being with us. And thanks for joining us. Our time, 4 minutes past the hour of 8, and welcome. So to another segment on Eagle FM. So my name is Mike Oshavelli, and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really happening. When it comes to business, economic, and politics. And every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of big stories and trends and numbers that are actually making headlines. So we keep it clear here, and we ask questions. We're always being curious. Asking the question that, you know, matter and give you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment do not necessarily reflect of those Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying and spark a meaningful conversation so that you and me can be part of this bigger conversation. So this is your space. This is your platform to unpack the headlines with me and get to the heart of the stories. So welcome, and welcome. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. What Saturday morning? So where am I? Where's my head? So I'm thank God I'm not God. I would have actually just, you know, eat up how many days? Probably eat up how many, 4 or 5 days, get to Saturday already, you know? So, yeah, welcome. And, yeah, at the beginning, we look at, now today, in our segment of On This Day in Africa, there isn't anything that's really happening that's much of significant. So let's just get to the thought of the day. Let's get to the thought of the day. So our thought for the day on unpacking the day. So an empty pot makes the loudest noise. An empty pot make the loudest noise. Kucho nokanya, you know? So this African proverb reminds us that loud words and flashy displays often hide empty substance. The real strength and wisdoms are quiet, steady, shown by what we do, not what we shout. So even thinkers across history have noticed the same truth, you know, as Plato, William Shakespeare have been paraphrased to say, those who boast most often have least to show. Those who boast most often have least to show. Now, so today, before you answer the loudest voice in the room, you know, ask what works backs up those words. What work backs up those words? So let your action fill your pot. So an empty pot makes the loudest noise. So let your action fill your pot. So that's our thought for the day. And welcome. So it's a Tuesday morning. What is the date today? It's the 10th of March. And somehow this year, it's really, really sneaking up on us. It's running very fast. So it's the 10th of March, and the year is 2026. So what do we have on our menu this morning? What are we going to looking at? What are you and I are going to discuss this morning? So the President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa is urging the, you know, the bypass of traditional tender procedures, so to accelerate a cost-effective housing initiative that was done in Windhoek. And this initiative is capable of constructing a unit in just 2 days. So we're going to explore that, and also to explore the implication of what the president actually is doing, you know, by bypassing the traditional tender procedures. So let's look at that story. It's in one of those, it's in one of the daily newspapers. So we're going to look at that. And also it's a story that we wanted to do yesterday. It's in our, in the Villager. So looking at the major reform to address underspending and boost infrastructure development. So the Namibian government has prohibited the OMA's office, ministries, and agencies from transferring funds from capital project to operational expenditure. So it's a story we followed. It's a story in the Villages edition of yesterday, Monday's edition. So we're going to look at that as well. So if time allows. And, well, you're part of the show. Your contribution, your reaction, your opinion, it's mostly welcome. Any opinion is welcome here, so as long as it's on the topic. So good morning and welcome. Let's do this. Let's unpack this together after this.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, stay connected with Eagle FM anywhere, anytime. So wherever you find yourself, wherever you are, you can listen to Eagle FM through Eagle FM. You can listen to us from a website, from FM Eagle FM website, and you can also listen to us from Eagle FM mobile app that you need to download. You can download the Eagle FM mobile app through Google Play and also Play Store. So on the app, there are a lot of features. You have podcasts that you can always listen to your favorite show when you didn't have a time actually to listen to live. So there are schedules of different shows. You know, sometimes there are vacancies. There are so many things. There are so many features on that. Make sure that you download the mobile, the Eagle FM mobile app. All right. So yeah, and please do follow us. Do follow Eagle FM and the villages as well on our platform, on X, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook. You know, join the WhatsApp channel. Yeah, engage with us as well on those platforms. You know, engage with us on these social media platforms, and make sure you leave you know, those love signs and a comment. You know, engage. That's what we want you to do. All right. So welcome. It's good to have you this morning, and thanks for joining us. Now, this is a topic that we normally, you know, we engage. I think one of the topics that we engage throughout the year. Eh? Throughout the year, this is a topic that we really talk about. So it's housing crisis. Housing crisis is something that we, you and I, and anywhere, whether here or any other platform, that that is one of the topic that that we engage so quite often. But what if, when it comes now to Namibia's housing crisis, what if, you know, just what if we have someone, or we have an initiative that eventually that dare to say, we can act. What if we can fix this? What if we can fix this? 2 days at a time, okay? 2 days at a time. 2 days at a time, one house, you know? So, yeah, we have a story to tell. We have a story to really unpack. So, yeah, and let's start probably with the numbers. As I always said, numbers. The numbers always tell the stories. Let me give you a background. It's always to put you in perspective so that we understand where we're coming from to where we are. Okay? Understand the context. Namibia currently has a housing backlog of approximately 300,000 units. 300,000 unit. 300,000. Now, the National Housing Enterprise, NHE, says it would actually need roughly 76 billion just to close that gap. 76 billion. All right? That is 76 billion in a country whose entire national budget is a fraction of that. It's a fraction of that 70. You know, when we're talking about national budget, just a fraction of that 76 billion. So, what you can understand where we are. Now, and listen to this. More than 600,000 Namibian, more than 600,000, 600, over a million, over half a million. So, that's roughly 41.6% of our urban population are currently living in informal settlement. 41.6% of our urban population are currently living in informal settlement. And nearly one in four of dwelling units in this country is a shack. One in four of all dwelling units, okay, of all type of dwelling unit in this country is a shack. Okay, it's a shack dwelling. So, just to see how the magnitude of housing crisis is, and here's the cruels. A cruel, when you say someone cruel, this is cruel, and then if it's more cruelest. So, and here's the cruelest irony of all, okay? Now, 87.5% of people who need housing, 87.5% of the people who need housing the most, the one who need the housing the most, and too little to afford it. 87.5. So the people who need housing the most actually earn little to actually afford the house, actually to afford housing. So the people who need houses the most are the same people the market has completely left left behind. Huh? You see how impossible that is. And this is not a new problem. It's not some kind of a new problem. This is a crisis. This crisis has been building since independence. You know, government have promised, you know, this one comes and promise that and that, you know, plan have been made, money have been allocated. And still, people are in shacks. People are in shacks everywhere, everywhere. Now, let me take you back. Let's get this. Let me take you back to 2020. When was it? 2013? Let me take you back to 2013. The former president, you remember? The former president, Hifikepunye Pohamba, launched the mass housing program. And that was it's kind of like his priorities. Come in, this would be my legacy. Okay? This would be my legacy. You know, and what was the promise? The promise is to build 185,000 affordable houses by 2030. So that was the promise. To build 185,000 affordable houses by 2030. So you know what? Sometimes there was this. What is the story? Where did I read that? Where that data would drive the housing crisis or something. I read something like that, but I didn't go through the whole story really looking at. But sometimes it's something also we talked about yesterday, that do our priorities, things that we want to do, our goal, our priority as a country, are they driven by data? Okay? Are they driven by evidence? Or we, you know, you remember when you are excited about that, most of us, when you don't write a business plan, when you don't put it up on paper and be able really to go through all the component of your business plan. So, you know, you have an idea and you think, oh, it's a good idea. It's just in the mind. And I think sometimes that's actually what happened. We operate now on a national level. On that level, where you just get excited. Okay. So what the numbers that we put up there? 185,000, you know, affordable house by 2025. So, and the budget, what was the budget? The budget was about 48 billion. That was the budget, you know, 48 billion. So the expectation now, it's really a transformative. It was like, okay, this is going to be very transformative. This is a transformative solution to our housing nightmare. That was like, wow, we live in that nightmare, and this is going to be a transformative solution to our nightmare. But here's the painful truth, guys. Here's the painful truth, and that hurt my heart. As of December 2020, only about 4,240 housing units have been completed. Yeah? Since the program inception, as of December 2023, it's only about 4,240 housing units were actually built. Since the inception. Now, that is less than 3%. That is less than 3% of the original target. Less than 3%. Well, former President Pohamba himself would later lament that, you know, contractors were greedy and whatever the case may be. So, yeah. Now, why am I telling you this? Okay? So we come to the reason why I'm telling you. Why I'm telling you this is because understanding our history help us understand why now President Nandi Ndaitwa might be willing actually to shake up things. Okay? I'm giving you that background so that you understand where also the President Natumbo Nandi Ndaitwa is coming from. So she may actually want to shake up things up a little bit, you know. So the traditional tender process, because that's an issue at the core of these discussions. So the traditional tender process in Namibia has been described as fraught with conflict of interest, you know, delays, favoritism, and in some cases, outright corruption. You know, the parliament's own briefing papers acknowledge these problems. Yeah? They acknowledge that these problems are happening. Now, contracts awarded by the Central Procurement Board have been stuck for over years, for 4 years in some cases. You know, so when now the president say, and I paraphrase, that the usual tender process does not fit this particular situation. Now, she's not just speaking casually. Eh? She's not just speaking casually. She is responding to a system that many Namibians actually have lost faith in. So even the president herself have lost faith in that process. So, but here's the question. Here's the question I want you now to consider, my fellow Namibians. Is bypassing the tender process the solution? Is bypassing the tender solution, bypassing the tender process the solution? Does it create new problem? Do you think that's going to create a new problem? And that's what we explore both sides now. We're going to explain now both sides, whether is it needed in this case, or whether that would create another problems. You're trying to use that model by solving a problem, but creating another problem. So that's what we're going to look. So when we come back, just stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back and a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. You are not late at all. Come into class. Come into the class. So last Friday, President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa paid a visit to Okahanja Park. Okahanja Park could be the very first time actually she's visiting the Okahanja Park. Or maybe during, could be, it might not be, during the elections, that's where we go anyway. So Okahanja Park, one of Windhoek's established informal settlements. So, and what she saw there, stopped her in her tracks. Okay? Well, I'm trying to be a little bit fun, but I'm not a very... That's job for Helmut, you know, to try to make you laugh better than I do. So, yeah, she was not just having... You know, she was not just going around and all of a sudden, what is happening here? Of course, she was going to start to see something. Now, two young Namibian entrepreneurs from a company called ABT Panel Namibia had built a two-bedroom house. Not in 6 months, not in 3 months, not even in 3 weeks, in 2 days. A house in 2 days, a two-bedroom house. Emboripereki. Naratori tungungo mo 2 days. I'm trying to think. 2 days house bedroom, you know, with zinc. Would you do it in 2 days? It depending what kind of I'm sure lo la politunga ne mboripereki. So I'm sure how long have you built your house, that house? So in 2 days, just in 2 days, and the cost of that house is around 50,000. Now, before you dismiss that now, so gold price on conventional brick house in Namibia, you are easily looking at, if you're looking at the conventional brick house in Namibia, so we're talking about 50,000, and then a conventional brick house in Namibia, you are easily looking at 300,000 to 500,000, you know, or more for a basic unit by the time you factor in now in materials, labor, and all the rest of it. Yeah? So 50,000 is on its face, I think I would say remarkable. It's honestly, honestly remarkable. I want to get excited, but I'm being also cautious. You know, well, that's what we do here on Unpack the Day anyway. So, all right. So there's a bit of, it's a mixture of feeling, you know, excitement. That's remarkable. That's why I said that's actually remarkable. But that's also an element that, okay, Let's look at this a little bit more. So the houses use what they call an alternative building technology. Concrete panel combined with insulated foam. Okay. The technical term is EPS, sandwich panel. So, you know, we talked about sandwich generation yesterday. Another sandwich. You know, the technical term is EPS sandwich panel. So they are designed to be, you know, weather resistant and durable. Okay. That's what I want to hear. So because a house that is built in 2 days, you know, kind of like, okay. So weather resistant and durable. Durable. That's what I want to hear. So, and the insulation, the company says when it's hot inside, it's cooler. So when it's hot outside, it's cooler inside. And when it's cold outside, it's warmer inside. And for families in shacks, really that turn into oven in summer and freeze in winter, I think this is not a small thing. It would be something that completely welcomed, because, you know, the zinc really bake you in the heat. It bakes you in the summer heat, and it's damn freezing cold when it's winter. So I think that's a good thing. So that when it's actually hot outside, it's cooler inside, and then it's because of that foam. I think that sandwich foam. Insulated foam that's put in there. So, yeah. So, and this is not the first time. I think this is not the first time this technology has been tested here. This same panel are already being used to construct a classroom in Okongo up in the Ohangwena region. So, this is not just a pure theory. It has been applied on the ground already. Now, the president was impressed. The president was impressed, according to the news. A president was impressed. The Minister of Urban and Rural Development, James Sangwasa, was impressed as well. But more than that, they made a call that is now generating, this is now what is generating some serious debate. So the president said this initiative must not go through the normal government tender process. Must not go through the normal the normal government tender process. So, and that is the issue. Now, and this, my friend, is where we need to slow down and think carefully. And this is where I have to say to Meme Netumbo, Meme, let's slow down a little bit and think carefully, because those words bypass the tender process are words that should make every Namibian, you know, think carefully, you know. Now, let me give you the context, okay, why I'm saying those are the words that we should make, that should make every Namibian think carefully. Okay, or slow down on those one, okay? So the context is the tender and procurement system in Namibia exists for a reason. All right? It exists for a reason. It's meant to ensure, one, fairness. It's meant to ensure fairness. It's meant to ensure transparency and value for public money. Value for public money. I know it's 50,000 compared to what would have cost your conventional brick house would have cost you about 300 or 500,000 or something like that. So, but the tender and procurement system, as I said, they exist in Namibia for a reason. So fairness, transparency, and value for public money. It's supposed to prevent corruption. Supposed to stop one company or one political connected person, you know, from holding all the government contracts. That's what it's supposed to do. But here's the reality of the system today. So the Central Procurement Board of Namibia, the CPBN, has been under fire for years. It really has been under fire for years. Contracts have been stuck in the process for over years, you know. Studies have shown that prolonged procurement process are one of the leading reasons why the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development consistently failed to meet its housing target. That has shown that. Now, there are even academic research, a paper from Finnish University, that described Namibia's government housing procurement as suffering from limited capacity and chronic human resource gap. So, and we have seen that what happened when big house money goes through the system. I mean, we're just looking at the mass housing development program launched in 2013. It was meant to be a game changer in Namibia. So as I said, it was the priority of former president Hifikepunye Pohamba. It attracted billions in allocations, you know. And what did we get? Incomplete project, substandard quality, you know. A former president himself once publicly blamed contractor greed for drilling, you know, for derailing. You know, for derailing, you know, the program. The NHE, the entity mandated to deliver houses or housing, has been criticized for spending, you know, you remember when was that actually? You know, spending up to 500,000 on house handover ceremony. Oh, Jesus. You know, 500,000. On house handover ceremonies. Well, actually, you know, you're spending 500. You see, Osheshi, Imariwa, Haishuna, those are the money that, you know, you don't know what to do now. And they don't want to actually to send the money back. Yeah. So, yeah, spending 500,000 on house, you know, house handover ceremonies. $500,000. While failing actually to actually build enough houses. Eh? How much houses you can build with 500 houses now? I mean, with 500,000, you can about 3 or 4. Eh? I think the optics of that are really devastating. Absolutely devastating. So when President Nandi Ndaitwa now says the tender system is too slow and too lethargic, she's not wrong about the problem. You know, the president is not wrong about the problem. She's right about the problem. But here's the question I want you to think about. Is bypassing tender process the right solution to the problem? Is it really the right process? The right solution to the problem? Or does it create, or the other thing is also, does it create a different set of risk? So you may be solving this problem by doing that, but you're also creating another problem. And that actually creates a tension. The same system that causes delay is also the same system that, in theory, stop political favored companies from getting contract without competition. So the moment you remove that oversight, the moment you remove that oversight, you open the door to exactly the kind of deal that have been as before. You know, that's what you're doing. And this is not being cynical. This is Namibia history speaking. We have seen it. It's Namibia history speaking. Once you remove that oversight, and you open the door really for anything. So what is the mechanism of oversight? So now let's look at the technical. I mean, as I said, you know, the technology itself. Let's be fair and look at the positive side of this story, because it deserves serious attention. It does deserve serious attention, especially when we find ourselves in a situation where we are for many, 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 many years. We don't seem to have any solution at all. And this seemed to be a solution. It seemed to be a solution. The ABT panels is a real company. Their technology, EPS, sandwich panel construction, is used. I looked it up and it's actually a method that is used across the region and the world, actually. It's not something, it's something that is actually, common. And, it's not an experimental, so it's not something that we should be worried that is expert. It's actually proven. And I don't know why we haven't looked at some of this kind of initiative much, much, much earlier, you know, in Namibia. And, you know, when things are not changing, you know, I think sometimes there are those that are benefiting from it. So people that have influences, that people are in decision making, when things are just stuck, it's because someone really is benefiting and he doesn't want to make a decision that will change that. So I think the other group, maybe the other company, maybe we need to, institution that we need to be really, how would I say it? Applaud is the Shack Dwellers Federation of Namibia, which partner with the ABT on this demonstration house. This, because this was a demonstration house, and it built over the Shack Dwellers. You know, Federation has built about 7,000 houses for a low income families over the years. So these are community led people. So their credibility is not in question. So the Shack Dwellers Federations. And Minister Sankwasa made an important point that I want to highlight. He didn't just take the company's word for it. So when they come to them, they come all those with the computer and said, hey, this is what we can do. But he reportedly told them, hey, don't show me the computer model. You know, Go build a house in Katutura and call me when it's done. So, and they did. So they did, and he went and he inspected it. So that is the right approach by the minister. Verify first, that's how it should work. So, but now consider this, I want you to consider this. The panel are currently being imported from South Africa. So even at 50,000 per unit, there is an important cost backed into the price. So the plan is to actually establish a local manufacturing facility to produce the panel here in Namibia, which is actually a good idea, which could drop the price to 40,000 per house, per unit. So that's actually a powerful, powerful proposition. It's a powerful proposition. It means cheaper houses, and it also means local jobs and local industry. And that's what we're crying out. Industries, factories. So that's what we're crying out. And that's what we call a multiplier effect. Why, if it's something that can be made in Namibia, if we can create a factory here to do that, why don't we do it here? So, but, and this is a critical but, the factory hasn't been built yet, okay? That is something in the process. We are still at, I am in discussion to make land available stage. So we're still at that stage, okay? So, and Namibia and Namibians have learned the hard way that discussion and plans are not the same as a delivery. So we learned that in a hard way that in Namibia discussion and plans are not the same as delivery. So, and we go on discussion and planning, We go on doing that discussion and planning and no delivery. So, yeah, I think the other big issues, there's another piece of this story that I think deserves more attention than it's getting, and that Mr. Sankwasa also flagged the issue of government servicing land being allocated to private developers who then turn around and sell it at massively inflated prices. So this is land speculations. Now, and it is one of the root causes of why housing remain unaffordable, even when the government actually tries to intervene. So this is a really, really, really big issue, as one of my tribe would say. So, here's how it works. Government service a plot, meaning they put in road, water, electricity, and that costs money. Then they then allocate it cheaply to a developer. So the developer, instead of building affordable housing, so sit on the land or flip it to the highest bidder, And ordinary Namibian, as we said earlier on, they remain in the queue. You remain in the queue years after. That's why it takes years and years, to get to you. So, and this is why the minister's statement that government serviced land will no longer be given to the private developer is actually significant. It is significant. So he even intervened recently to stop municipality from auctioning off one-on-one residential plots, So, and this signals a shift in thinking. I think that signals a shift in thinking that goes beyond just building technology as we're discussing now. It actually touches the whole system. So it's actually the whole system. Yeah, which It's great work, I think. And the question is, would that shift stick? Yeah, because Namibia has seen policy shift. We have seen this before. That quietly, you know, just disappeared. In most cases, you don't hear anything anymore. You don't see anything being done, you know. It just quietly. So you hear that. Like, for example, okay, the house has been, have been observed or has been, you know, and everybody talk about it. This is what's going to happen and what, poof. And then you hear nothing. You absolutely hear nothing for sometimes, and then it disappeared. So, yeah, let me put three questions to you. I want you to call in and tell us what you think. I want you to, you know, to discuss this. Now, if what I want, the whole question, the whole thing here is that if we bypass tender process for this initiative, okay, where do we draw the line? That's my question. Where do we draw the line? And the tender system, for all its flaws, actually was, as I said earlier on, was designed to ensure transparency, competition, and value for money. Now, when we set it aside, now when you set it aside, even for good reasons, it doesn't mean this is not for good reason. Even if it's for good reason, are we opening a door that cannot be closed? Are we opening a door that cannot be closed? Because now, how many times, as I said, where do we draw the line? This is, as I said, when we set it aside, even if for these good, for good reasons, so be careful of what you're opening up. What are you opening up? So, and the NDP6, our 6th National Development Plan, target 55,000 houses and 50,000, you know, service plot by 2030. We have 300,000 unit backlog. Even if ABT built 1 houses every 2 days, is this technology alone enough? Is this, or should we really looking at, you know, how we definitely reform or look at how, what are the strategies that would work for Namibia? Or is it just one piece of a much bigger puzzle? Is this just one piece of a much, much, much bigger puzzle? So, and the other things that, you know, what does it say about our institution? And think about this. Now, when you bypass the tender process, what does it say about our institution? That the first way, the fastest way to get something done is apparently to bypass the very process that designed to protect the public interest. Well, do come through. What do you think? What do you think? What is your take? What is your opinion? Okay? So 08333-66091. We're coming to you from the Ondangwe studio. 08333-66091. And we're live. All right? So do come through. What is your reaction? What is your take?
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha wetekirwa kabuna iimatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya o, ota ingongote samweni. Anange shifa ya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa olonjika. Seithani na omayakuro ni randi tomwa yoe yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe 20 pime meha uka kombanga nena. Kara omkwashifareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira seoma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oniyaji. Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Our time is about 53 minutes past the hour of 8. And this is Unpacking the Day. And we go up to 10 o'clock, where we'll be handing over to Tate France, who will be coming around 10 o'clock with Kufa Mosha. So make sure also that you stick around for that program as well, because for any other programs that we actually bring in, you're bringing you some very topical discussion all the time. All right, so the story we followed is ultimately a story about agency versus process. I think agency versus process, where we sometimes when you are really desperate, you need something that that you want to do immediately. So, and it's a story about a country that has been losing the war on housing for over 3 decades. So, and a president who walked into an informal settlement and said, enough. Okay. It's enough. Let's do something differently. Let's do this differently. So, and the technology on display, the technology that we have on display, it's genuinely promising. I think that's something that we all have to agree. It is genuinely, genuinely promising. 2 days, to build a house in 2 days, that would actually make a difference in a situation where we found ourselves, where we actually need this, we are in an urgent need to make a difference. So 2 days, 50,000, 50,000 price, weather resistant, community built, it works. Okay? It works. And if a local factory get built and that price drops to 40,000, we could be looking at a genuine game changer here. You know, for our low income Namibians, 40,000, you got your house. The problem is that it gets built at 40,000 and then you're actually charged to pay probably 300,000 again on a premium. So it would be really a game changer for low income Namibians, and I think it's something that needs to be explored more. So, but the other thing is also let's not sleepwalk into the next chapters of the same old story, where the lessons of mass housing program, we should actually learn from that. The lesson of the NHG 76 billion backlog, So, the lesson of every ambitious housing plan that ran into greed, into bureaucracy, and mismanagement. Okay? So when money becomes available now, all those things emerged. So is that innovation without accountability? So when we're talking about bypassing now the tender process, The innovation without accountability is just another opportunity to fail. It's another opportunity for failure. So there should be accountability. All right. So now, I think here is your takeaway of what we discussed so far. So the ABT panel, technology is real and has merit. Okay. So they were asked, go and build, you know, a house and for us to be able to see and test and touch it and smell it. And they have done that. Now support it, test it at a scale, you know, let's test it at scale. But it should be subjected to transparency, to transparent public scrutiny and accountability. So it should actually not just hand-picked and run with it. No, it should be subject to transparent public scrutiny and accountability. So, because we have been there, so we should be very cautious at this time. So the tender system reform is long overdue, but the answer is not remove oversight, okay? So we know, we see the president is frustrated by the bureaucracy, but so don't, you know, you should not remove the oversight. Okay? It is to fix the oversight system so it enables delivery instead of blocking it. So that should be the idea, so that you fix the oversight system so it enables delivery instead of blocking it. So that's what we should do. So, and the housing crisis in Namibia is something that is actually structural. It is structural. It requires land reform, affordable financing, local industry, like, you know, having industry that's actually produced like the panels that they're talking about, and consistent political will. Those are the ingredients that we need. Not just one company with a good product and the president endorsement. That's not what we need. Okay? That's not the way. Okay? So, my fellow Namibian, the housing crisis is not, it's not something that is really abstract. It is our brothers and sisters living in shacks. Simple as that. It's our children without proper roof over their heads. So we need solutions, and we need them now. And this sounds like a solution. So, but we also need solutions that work, and that last, and that serve all Namibians fairly. That's what we need. Let's go to the callers. A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you? How's the morning?
Yeah, morning is good. Just a cold front that we are facing here.
Okay.
I don't know where. Maybe it come from Kalahari Desert or whatever. Because it's not the time for Cape Town, this one.
The Cape Town is much better.
This one is all, it started to be different.
But Atlantic is always, there's a difference. You know what? The Atlantic is much colder, actually. I remember in Durban, Durban is much warmer. Anytime it's fine. That's Indian Ocean there. So.
Yeah, the Indian Ocean is better than the Atlantic Ocean.
It's a winter is creeping in so early, I think.
I think something may be happening to the desert, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
The Karari Desert on the look of things. Because Cape Town this time is very warm.
No, it's warm, yeah.
The house issue.
Yeah, the 50,000 price house, you know, that can be built in 2 days.
That one is a promising.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the look of things, because we have crisis when it comes to breeding material. Which is putting higher, but president is jumped in so soon.
Yeah.
Without observing what is really going on. Because the on the look of things is that people they never noticing what is making this house and so scarce and to get them all to difficult into bridge to constructing this, because the land is okay, as I said, land is not scarce because of relocated.
Mm.
Yeah, it is good, but the deed of sale, the title deed, that is playing a big role.
Yeah.
So if you now get a land like the one from Mashaka there, and they're building up their own, since you approve it in this company, they hire this company, the one you approve.
Yeah.
How do I get my title deed?
Exactly. Mm.
Those are the issues that is, because breeding material, because people, as Mr. Utoni, former minister, was saying, let us look at the bricks and that is, get rid of the one that is expensive, and then we use the one for some location with the one that we are affording.
Mm.
Yeah, what causing the chaos, the starting now, threatening, no, it cannot be that. This is a town we are talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is now what I'm asking, when President jumping in. So everybody can afford, because we have a civil and servant police officers and people of terrorism and even prisoners, and they don't have houses also.
Yeah.
Their subsidies is more than that. It's 300,000, right? And now we are talking about 50,000 to do that.
Mm.
But land price.
Yeah.
How are they going to do it with that? So that everybody can afford it. Are they also reducing the land or how now?
That's my issue as well. So it's not just about cheap material to build. It's also, you still have other issues like issues of land. You know?
Yes. That is now the, okay, this company now intervening it for bypassing the cost of the materials, putting up the cheaper one.
Yeah.
And you now as a minister of what, urban and rural development, what, so what is now your contribution for everybody into affording it?
Mm.
And now taking up from the cheaper house into the,
and the reason the reason why many people in a form of settlement is not because some cannot afford building a house.
Yes.
It's just that they are not, their land they are on is not theirs.
And
they cannot actually build, and tomorrow they are moved and they put up a permanent structure. You know, that's the issue. That's the issue that they don't have.
That's what I don't know when you were talking about. I said, look at the one that were relocated land.
Yeah.
From single quarter in 1992. Up to today, they didn't building up a house because the municipality are saying, no, we need to putting up this standard.
Mm.
Now is president intervening on saying, no, don't instructing a person to do that. Because I pointed now that company approved it, this one with the cabinet to say, let us building with the cheap material. And then now the title did that we are having problem with. Because I'm building up this house, I'm now 56 year old. There is only 4 years into going retirement.
Yeah.
So I want now to get rid of this house. How will I get passing to somebody?
Mm.
The land is not mine.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting my 50,000 back. You see now, that is where the problem, that is what we need president to intervene. President cannot be intervening on the cheap material. No.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be intervening on the land now. They were together with National Planning Commission. Tata Sangwasa was also president. What is Tata Sangwasa now presenting to president?
Yeah.
To say, okay, this is a difficult. People are located land which is not theirs. People, some they are in those health, which they can afford into building up these houses of $50,000, because everybody can get now $50,000, even on cash loan or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
But locate, give people land now. This is the story of land, what were they saying in parliament? Yeah. These guys, when they went in to see the president, they said, give land to everybody. Yes. Yeah. We are asking those who are already have it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Give them for free. Give them their title deed. Because me, I know where the problem is. The problem is not, the title deed is held by the bank. Which I cannot own in that land because of the bank. You understand? Mm. I need to pay that 30 years bond or whatever.
Mm.
So, and then the bank, when I fail to pay, he sells my land to somebody else.
Exactly. So that's not your, it's not your land until you finish paying. And sometime when you're looking at, you might be actually without a job and still not finish actually paying your house off.
Yeah. Look at those houses in Oshakati and Okereze.
Yeah.
Those people, they are not owning those houses.
Mm.
Look at Katutura there. They are not owning houses. But you are talking of you are entertaining something that is not made sense.
Mm.
We are not against people, but I'm against them with their thoughts. They are not seeing clear. They are not making things different.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we need people to say, okay, I'm now starting from cheaper, from those locations, but after finishing paying that 50,000, I want to go on the bricks house. I want to go on the different, Ochomise, or I want him to go now back to somewhere better.
Mm.
I want to sell this house to somebody.
Yeah.
You see now. That is what it's giving you a space to go up. But if you are not giving the title of deed,
Definitely. Without title deeds, it's also an issue that I always said that it's not about actually people, when you give them the title deed, it will take them just about 5 years or something that people put up their own houses.
Yeah.
You know?
That is a way for, that is a promising.
Yeah.
A future promising for that matter. Yeah. Because if you look at those one who are be able to get loan, how many houses are they having?
Yeah.
You go everywhere. These guys have a renting house. You go everywhere. Some they are even having 8 houses in one town, like one city in Windhoek City.
Yeah.
And you go to Utapi, the one who have the house. You go to Rundu, is the one who have those houses.
Mm.
Because of what? Because they are working with the bank. The development, proper developers, they are building houses and they sell it to who? They sell it to the bank.
Yeah.
And you are not bypassing that. So that I'm selling all my ideas to them now that we are working on that and we want into presenting that to the president. But this is the truth that Mr. Sangbasa, sit with your people. I do understand that you were saying no auction of land, what, because you didn't buy from the government, you are just get it for free to give it to people. It's the same thing that is happening to traditional authority.
Yeah.
So, but here we are talking about, that's why I was also touching the traditional authority, that why you are giving people land who are not used to that land. So they are just getting in cover, and you are not producing anything that is sustaining.
Exactly.
So those are the problems that we have in Namibia. Leave the land for grazing so that people starting selling their cattle. So don't look at the farming, story of Mahangu farming, that is not give them income. So those are the things that you need to let. This is the same issue that we are talking about. Mr. Sangbasa needing to reducing the title deed. And then maybe for 20,000, and then the house can be 70,000.
Yeah. There is also an issue that a presidency, the presidents that the president actually trying to, you know, to start. If we bypass, you know, this is the thing. As I said, with its own, with all its flaws, you know, if we bypass tender process, for initiative like that, where do you draw the line, you know?
Yeah.
Where do you draw it? Because this is what the tender process, the tender system is actually designed to ensure transparency, competition, value for money.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're just picking one, you know, you're opening up a door that, as I said, that you cannot be able to close.
Yeah. Okay. Another issue now, Mike. Okay, this company for cheap material.
Yeah.
There. But now, since the houses now are reducing to this price, so what if now I come up with my own brick and building up something that is equal to that one for 50,000?
Yeah.
With bricks now.
Mm.
Because this is what, as I said, Mr. Otoni was trying it. So the person now he come up with something, that is cheaper, because he knows now that cheaper material are approved to the cabinet or to the president's office.
Yeah.
So I'm also doing something that is, because I don't know whether this company presenting that it can last for 50 or 60 years. Because Briggs House is lasting for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the one for timber is lasting for 70 years. So I don't know about this artificial one. How long does it be?
That's take.
Yeah. So those are now the things. But some people now, they say if the technology can come so available for everybody. So the starting bridge, you go back into the brick. Because if you look at those houses in the village that we are constructing the village there, we are not going to even go to 100,000.
Mm.
We are going to 30,000.
Yeah.
And I have already got a 2-bedroom house.
Yeah.
So that is the same way now we are approving this thing to come to Windhoek, so that everybody can have something good quality one. So I think that one for material is good. If president approved that, he must know that. Not all of that we want the artificial thing.
Yeah.
But we can also go to bricks and see. The bricks is now 30,000. Let me putting up, maybe I can bring up something for 100,000, a quality one.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm.
With my title duty that I know everybody, any time I can sell it for 150. Because I know not all of them, they want him to waiting for that contract. No matter it's 2 days thing.
Yeah.
So that is, yeah, it's a quality good to be implemented, but it's not yet reducing the price, because the land issue, these municipality people, they're really, really killing people.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, in Windhoek, we are talking about 700,000 plots.
Mm.
That is icon. It's another issue. No. I'm bidding something for 50,000 on top of the 700,000, wherever I'm getting that.
Yeah.
So those are the problems that I'm saying. We don't understand why the apartheid government were succeeded on this.
Mm.
Because they were have somewhere where they are bypassing it. And they are approving the right way to do that. Because responsible of these houses were not supposed to be for workers, for employees.
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
It is for somebody else. That's why you remember when I was saying you cannot discuss it with agriculture, house of land, issue of land, because of them, they already have their people. Even the mine is the same.
Yeah.
But if you go to the city that have, I mean, the towns that have, the mine town like Arande and Orospina and the others, even in Tumebe houses, I think there was also a mine house.
Mm, yeah.
So why people were getting accommodation? They were everybody having their houses there. It's because of that. Because the mine is the one that is taking care of their people.
Yeah.
But us, we don't taking care of our people. Workers of ShopRite, the manager of ShopRite doesn't know where the people are coming from.
Exactly.
So anyway, yeah. Anyway, Mike. Yeah.
All right, man.
And that is, yeah.
Thanks for your contribution, man.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Our 333-66091. Our 333-66091. I'll open up my line now for you to come through. And we're talking about the initiative that the president have weighed on, you know, and also the ministers. And there are issues. You know, as I said, there are issues so when you do things so fast like this, as we're talking about bypassing of tender processes, you know, for these initiatives, as much as we feel that, this is a solution to our problems, which is, so we should still actually follow the procedures, you know, sort out the procedures. Sort out the tender process, and then, you know, because otherwise you'd never know where you're going to end up with that kind of of things. A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking Today.
Yes, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Mike, it's lovely. We have chilly weather today in Windhoek.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like a wind already.
Oh, that's what I love. I love that kind of weather, you know.
Yeah,
I thought I was not meant to be in this part of the world, actually.
Where you are suffering.
Where I'm suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they must take you to this Scandinavia, that side of Sweden, maybe west, knowing.
Sometimes on those places it becomes. I've been in Europe, but sometimes it becomes too cold. You know,
yeah.
you're not enjoying yourself anymore. You know,
that's the thing. Yourself and your body is waiting like what 65 kg, but you are somewhere around 90.
Oh, singa edoropa da. Edoropa da kuto da dinoshike dine sistema do kunjeneka. You know. Yeah.
Taipo mu yomu na itake si mamu and the dressing even tapet. Anyway, let us get back to the housing issue.
Hmm.
You know, the thing is that when you're having too many demand and what, sometimes you run out of it, and then I think what they ever introduce is a good idea at all. 2 days house, really, so it was something which you need in Namibia.
Yeah.
But my thing is that when you're having a company to be big, it's where we are getting wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, because we know Namibian, and we know ourselves. We know what we're capable of doing. It's what I'm saying. We cannot bypass the system which is supposed to be. Because you might find it only one going to pay, someone is going to benefit. We know even the mass housing was an issue. Where one company is allocated like what? Just imagine 1 billion.
Yeah.
Alone, the person is the one who's dealing with it. And indeed, that is what happened.
And what was the outcome? You know?
Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
And then those people, they get their way with their money.
Mm.
And we know them. they work hard.
Mm.
Yeah, but really, I think if we can adapt the way we used to do, like, we choose people like, we choose companies, and we allocate them like, okay, this is your job to do, but the salary is starting here. The salary, if you are paying a carpenter, this amount which you need to pay a carpenter. If it's a plumbing must get this. If it's electricity, you must get this.
Mm.
When you say a bricklayer, you must get this.
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to do. Because we give it tender to the people, but a minister of labor even know it to be found. They are not even implementing it to come, even their inspector to. But you guys, how much you are getting? Because we know this is going to get like, what, 100 million alone to build the house. But you guys, you are getting what? 300 a week.
Yeah.
But you are supposed to get this. It's where I think now, that's why we are talking about the gap between the religious, that's what we're opening up.
Yeah.
Why opening up? Because we have a law which is detached. Everybody can do whatever you want. You come from Asia, you pay us as we want, you pay these people 1,000 a month. Nobody cares. It is because Kama is an agreement between you and me. Because it's not supposed to be that way. Okay, now when we look at the housing structure, I know we only thinking about a house for bricks. If you go around the world, like even in the USA, what we see, all of us are doing window shopping. They're having wooden house. They're having fabricated what?
Yeah.
Housing. There are so many things which you can come up with to the house. But our problem here, I don't know if only our municipality already, if it will qualify only if you're having a brick house.
Yeah.
Who says so? All of us, we want to live in our brick house.
Yeah. As I said, people...
Iron nicely the way it's supposed to be selected.
Yeah.
As long as you give me a plan, then I do it.
You're gonna have a beautiful.
You can
have a beautiful house of Ipereki. A beautiful house of Ipereki.
Why am I going to qualify for a bank? My house is not. I cannot have a title deed with a bed in my house with a general.
The problem here, and it's something that Andres was talking about now. So that is that you know it's a title deed, and it's a whole question of land, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm saying people are not, it's not that they are not, they don't have the houses, they are not having houses, they are not, they cannot afford houses. Not many people in the informal settlement, it's not that because they cannot afford the houses. The problem is that because it's because they don't have the title deed.
Yeah, you know? That's what people have said.
They don't own it. You are not owning the land. You cannot actually build it because next time you'll be removed or something like that.
Yeah? My God, if I take you today and then I take you to Kanja Park or Greenwell or Havana or whatever, or Goreham, I'm telling you, you'll find it. What? This guy's telling your formation, Amarok.
Yeah.
But he's living in the campus. Do you think this guy is not able to afford that?
They can.
He can. Problem is that he's scared to build that place. And tomorrow has thought to be to move.
I mean, it's not his own. It's not his land. It's not his land.
It's not your land.
Yeah.
And how many examples even we can give you that some people of them they built it themselves.
Yeah.
A proper brick house.
Yeah.
And on those those places which you are talking about is not evaluated yet.
And I'm looking for example in Oshakati. There are people who were moved now from Oshopara, Angamza, former Angamza, given now plot, and they were given now title deeds. And those people are starting building.
They have started building,
you know?
Last time, Michael, I told you that Kuta, if I go and collect my bricks at the dump site, then I build my house. Then I cover it, I spend it nicely. Do you want going to recognize that these bricks are from what? Dumpsider?
No.
No, not at all. Because they are under what? They are covered by what? Paint.
Yeah.
Now, this is a problem I think we have in Namibia that our leaders, they think of the solution, by the way, they think of the solution for where they are going to benefit.
Yeah.
Because if you give a title of this, they know exactly they are not going to get anything. But people are able to have a house.
Yeah.
That is what is happening. You cannot tell me. Now you are thinking of bypassing even this, tender processor by choosing your company, any company.
Yeah.
Then I'm telling you, you are going to find out only the customers and the others who are close to the ministers are getting those tenders. This is what I'm telling you, that we know. We know how Namibia are capable. You can be a good leader, but I'm telling you, there will be some people trying to pull you down because you are, because you remember the other thing what he was, somebody was also, I don't know if that thing went through or about the procurement or something, what the bypass, what, they choose company, what something.
Mm.
And it's what I'm telling you, but don't go that way. You tarnish your name.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
It's gonna come and bite you at one point, you know.
Yeah,
I think you, even if you're doing it with a good intention, and I don't think here the president have a bad intention at all. It's just that frustrated when things are not moving the way they want. But I said fix that. You know, that's what you need to fix.
Yeah.
So have that fixed because otherwise it's gonna come and bite you. Okay.
Very much.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same.
Better to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Even though we know that it takes time, it's not supposed to be the way it's supposed. Maybe if you come up with a good way, then the law can be passed.
Yeah.
Then we can go ahead with that one. But if you are bypassing the law, my friend, you are shooting yourself in the foot.
You are. And even if with your good intention, it's going to come and bite you.
It will come and bite you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Mm.
All right, Mike. That's all what I want to add.
All right, man. Thanks for coming through.
Sure.
Okay, great. 08-333-66091. 08-333-66091. Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I listened to what you about the statistics is showing there, but really, it is very painful, because the housing backlog no matter that I said this is 30,000 Namibian, the backlog is still not the accurate figure.
No. It takes some time, like even in the NSA, you know, they some years and then they start they do the statistic again. Yeah, so sometimes it's not really up to date. you know, right up to date. But it give you it give you an idea. Yeah.
Yeah, because every day she say maybe in one day she in town like one day maybe she more than 20 more than 20 they are constructed shed every day or every week like that.
Yeah, shakes are being constructed every day.
Yeah, but maybe now you tell us the statistic of after 10 years and then you tell us that is what we don't understand. If people like that is using this outdated figures and then they are just promising with it. This it will make people to so very frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't manage because they are so very slowly. They are doing things very slowly. Imagine they build 4,000 out of what was the target?
Yeah, 180,000 something. It was only 4,000, you know.
3%
of the target, yeah.
Of the target. Imagine of the 97% is the arrest.
But the money is gone, but the 48 billion is gone. It's a poof. It's gone, you know. But we haven't reached the target. Yeah?
I don't know. Really, what is you? Ah, no, maybe something must be done.
But have you heard? Have you heard people arrested? Have you heard people actually, you know, being taken into account? No, the money is gone. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's no result.
Even the statistics which is showing about the anti-corruption commission, which cases have been finished, it's very few.
Yeah.
And then people are just doing corruption, but nothing. People are not arrested. Too much money is lost in the country, but when it comes to anti-corruption there, you won't find them there. If they made only few cases, has been finalized. What's that? What are we doing?
I always think that when things are not changing, that require decision making, there's always the one who making this, there's someone who is benefiting, who is actually at the center of decision making. So that's why that nothing happened. You know, they don't want things to change because it shift their benefits.
Why they are just come and they promise non-achievable to target. They take the huge target, very big, and then they say they go there and stand in front of the people, telling people that you want to build your house. This year, what's on? You won't. I heard even the governor of Windu who said, I will build 5,000 houses in this year. I don't know. Imagine the price of the house. And then imagine the budget which is given to the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development. It is maybe, I don't know, that amount.
Yeah.
It's not corresponding.
Yeah, but you see, the problem is that when a politician making and this is something that we as citizens should really understand how the system work. When a politician making a promise, you know, we will be building how many houses and all that. That's not depending on your political will. It depending on how the system work. You know, how do we give like for title, how do we give title deeds to people? And you know, when you're talking, how many people have been on the list for years? And how are you going to just accelerate that within a short period of given how the system work? You know? So, and sometimes we just get excited, yeah, no, for ordinary people we get excited and all that. And even the person who is talking, he doesn't really know what he's talking about. Absolutely doesn't know what he's talking about.
Maybe someone who has get even, he said he's the owner of the house after 10 years in the list. After 20 years, then you appreciate for that. 20 years is too many years. That is many. Time is going, you are going to get old. And then after 20 years, you are now get out of the list. That's only one person out of the list.
How many of us now actually, you know, you live, first of all, on the land that you are on is not yours. You can't build it. But you are now older. Your children have now grown up. And you there's nothing you can do because that's not your land. Eh? You are stuck.
That house, that type of house you talk about, you don't want to be built in the country because maybe they think it's a single house. And then they want to build for what they cannot afford. What's that?
Yeah, but sometimes the biggest issue, this is one puzzle. As we said, this is a piece of a much bigger puzzle. You know, you can solve in terms of material, have much cheap materials, but there's still an issue of land ownership. So you can have cheap materials, but if you don't own the land, where do you going to build? It's still the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe the Nigeria will be sleeping in a mobile house.
That would be nice. That would be even nicer.
The mobile house. The future will be sleep on the mobile house.
Yeah, because you can decide, I'm going to live now in Swakopmund, you just take your car. Yeah, take your mobile house, and then you decide, no, now I'm going to live in Kirmanswap. You know, then you go. Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right.
You don't understand. Really? No. To me, it's a daydream.
Yeah, no, no. It's sometimes a political rhetoric, you know? And when you go deeper into things, you realize that, okay, there are issues that we still actually need to deal with before we get where we want to get.
Everything you are doing is just on a minus. Everything we do is on a minus. We operate on a minus. How can we go if you are running, everything is on a minus?
Yeah.
No, you won't. You won't. That minus, it will be piling up, and then it will be more than what you cannot even achieve. That is non-achievable leftover. I don't know.
Yeah. With what we have, with the resources that we have, it's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's just that we need to, you know, we need to have a shift of mind. We need to really to change a lot of things. Someone talked about, on the previous program, we're talking about we inherited the apartheid systems, and we're still using those systems, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard what you see, the president of Zambia who come now, the dilemma, we done very good for his country. What they did, why not us?
Yeah.
They are trying their level best to, maybe the country, it was the first country to vote in Africa. Now, what they are doing now?
Yeah. We're also not doing too bad, but there are a lot of issues that we need to deal with. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. All right, great. Thanks for coming through. We aren't doing bad. Depending on what you're talking about when you said we aren't doing bad. What are you referring to? Yeah. So, there are a lot of things that we're doing right. Definitely. There are things that we're doing right, but there are other things that we're still also not doing right. Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Bom dia, família.
Bom dia, como está?
Muito bom, obrigado. Como está? Qual o problema, né?
Muito problema.
Não, estamos bem, não tem muito problema, estamos bem. Are you guys saying you are not happy for what the president decided to for the house, for this issue of the houses?
No. That's
because I'm trying to pick up what you guys are going on.
No, the point is this, okay?
Yeah.
So to say it, this initiative is actually a good thing, okay? And getting the support of the president is also good, and the minister and things like that. But we shouldn't do it by bypassing the tender process. You understand?
Yes, but I think this is the only way. Because if you are somebody who live in the Sheikh house now, you won't say much than that. You say thank you. Because, listen, I heard the other, my brother, they saying like, for you to, you must even build a nice house with the things. Yes, but what's important is the title deed. You can build a nice house, you can find whatever color you put there, but they don't have a title deed.
Yeah.
It's difficult for you to have access from the bank. But this house which I'm saying, which you can build by 2 days, is a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. No, there's nobody actually saying it's not a good thing at all. Yeah.
Yeah, because what I'm getting is like, you know, people are not happy for this idea of the president. And for me, it's like, okay, if this house can be built by 2 days, is a good thing. And to reduce the stress we have in the locations, and by doing so, in the long run, if I have money, I can even abstain my house to remove those things which I was built. If I don't like it, I can put the brick house. But because I'm building on my own, on my title deed, you know?
Yeah.
Let them go on with it, because my brother, this is the only way people won't wait for too long for these houses. We still even have, you know, at the hospital, the paternity site, the new system, the new blocks here.
Mm.
If you go there, those blocks, they were built by this system, the one that we are talking about. But when you go in there, you feel something else, my brother.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
So especially when it comes to informal settlement,
yeah,
is the problem what is the major problem for people not having a proper house? Is it because of the material? Is it because of the building material are expensive, or is it because of land ownership, the title deeds? Which one is the main issue?
The main issue here.
Yeah.
We have state captures who are holding on the land. They don't want to release the land to the poor because they have money. You heard about the Honorable Sankwasa said that no more service land to the billionaires.
Yeah.
Because give the service land to those who doesn't have houses. There is a problem. Now, the issue of Shagdua Federation. My brother, how long we are in this system? I think this thing started long, long time. But in Windhoek, for that system to access a land to give to the people is a problem.
Yeah.
Why? Because the people who are getting money, who want to build flats, they're holding on that land.
Yeah, so...
Are we together?
Yeah, it becomes... How many people who... There could be one person who owns so many, land, even in Windhoek, where, you know, you have flat here, you have flat there, you know, developers who actually own many. So, and the people in informal settlement are left without land ownership, you understand? And I think that's actually the main issue here, to say, okay, this is actually one piece of a bigger, much puzzle. Making material cheaper, that would be really great, because that's also part of the problems. But the main problems is that if people don't have land, they will not be able to build, you know?
The problem in the system, there's a problem. You know, my brother?
Yeah.
How do you understand? You are living in the house and you never pass or touch that water. You go to the north. When you come back from Oshakati, you find your bill is 2,000, 45,000, the water only.
Yeah.
But you never use that water. So the system which was put there is unquestionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this kind of system is the one that are putting us in this kind of poverty. Now, this Shagdala you had the Shagdala Federation, is a good system. But for them to access rent from municipality is a war. Is a war. You don't understand.
Yeah.
But now, this system which our president supports, I also support 100%, because it's the only way for somebody to own a title deed, even though the house are not is a brick house, this kind of thing we are talking about.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to start from there. When you get money, one day you can build in at your own style. But in the meantime, my brother, I agree 100%. The prince must just go forward with this system, because now go to locations. When you go to location, you find like overcrowded locations.
Mm.
Now, how do you move them from there for you to service the land and build a brick house which will take 5 years? The money one day would disappear from there and people are going to wait. But that is a long, long stress issues. So now this kind of system is a good thing, because I know the municipality come to my locations. I will be developing today. I know from 2 days I'm going to have house. But there is something which I said.
Yeah.
When a location is too overcrowded, or Tankupuamo, they will remove you from there.
Mm.
They are going to get the containers. Containers, they put somewhere where is the proper way to be. Now, if you are maybe 3 or 4 or 5 in the house, they'll give you 2 containers or 3 containers.
Mm.
So now, when they build these houses by 2 days, they will already divide them to say, okay, this guy needs 3-4 rooms.
Yeah.
And it's the only shorter way for us to get something from our government. But if you really come here and tell me, no, it's too long, or whatever, let us get this thing. It's a good thing. Because if you wait for this, for the big house, you will now die poor in that area where you are.
Yeah, no, definitely. No. So yeah. I think the first caller said, look, what we need is also municipality to come on board. So there must also be accelerate, you know, the land delivery, you know, that's need to be part of the whole, if you really want to address the whole question of a housing crisis. So,
I want to ask you a question then. But who's the municipality?
Who is municipality?
Yes. Because my brother, when you go to municipality, they don't talk like they're Namibians. I don't know which kind they start. where did they come from or which kind they belong to? They clearly have the other environment or other system.
Yeah.
Now, I sometimes wonder, is municipality is a ghost or what? Something we need to know better.
As if they have also bought the land from somewhere else, you know. So when they treat you at some time, you are the one who came, especially in these areas where now they like Ongwediva or Shakati or any other Ontango or something like that. You have been living there for years and years. Now that the area where you are has been proclaimed as a town. So immediately that becomes now municipality land. It's no longer your land anymore. So immediately, once it just proclaimed, you know, it becomes now municipality land. It's become the town council's land. So you lost already the power even to negotiate, you know, because they said, hey, you are now in a municipality land.
And so, municipality, and what the municipality we have, my brother, we are totally kind of we really want a green light. As if the president already said, I'll go with this. We also very happy for her to decide to say, okay, a 2 days house, my brother, go to Europe. Go to the house you find in Europe.
Yeah, there are houses that are built with cheap materials. Yeah.
Yes, but you know, doesn't mean if you have that house, you'll be poor or you'll be crazy. No. Meaning like that, you have a startup point to say, okay, from here, if I don't like it and have money, now I have my own land, now I can build my own house by my own way. But anyway, building is not the final issues. You think you can build up to 100 years? You can build. You never have like, okay, I'm final today. I build. I'm done. No.
Yeah.
So now I want these things really. Our president to really put her hand there to see from here to the end of next year how many houses she can create to just to remove the people who are really in poverty when come to this kind of thing. Oh no, pangelo. This guy doesn't have access to the bank. This guy doesn't have a toilet. This guy is just only mess up thing we have here. So what we want, please, our president.
Yeah.
Where you put your hands, we are happy. I want to see how many houses you can build per year. For us to say thank you, Mama.
Yeah. All right, man.
My brother, thank you. When you come to house, I go crazy. I don't know.
I think we all do. We all do. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 08-33-66-091. Housing crisis, as I said, this is an issue that we have been debating over the years, and we will be debating years to come, because it's one of the pressing issues that we Namibians really seem we can't find a solution to. We don't seem to find a solution to these pressing issues. 08-33-66-09. What do you think about the new initiative and the whole question of the support from the president and also from the minister
from the Minister of Urban and Rural Development.
A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Hey, how are you, Michael?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm good.
Hmm.
Do we have any location in SA?
Do we have?
Do we have any location?
Yeah.
In SA?
Yeah, that...
Which is having the same type of house that you want to buy from SA?
There is, but not exactly... as far as when I looked at, they said this is actually has been used in, it's used in South Africa, it's used in any other part of the world as well. It's something that's commonly being used. Yeah. But especially in low income, populations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the most important thing is that we're supposed to be taken into consideration directly about those houses.
Yeah, my question is probably the durability. How long that's actually?
Yes. Then we're supposed to be a research.
Yeah.
The advantage of the houses and for how long can that house stay?
Mm.
Yes, and if that's not done, it is not just rush to welcome those type of houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those the one who produce those type of houses are looking for money. They're looking for the any business.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for them, they cannot talk about the disadvantage of those type of houses. How was I supposed to make a research about those type of houses? If there is any location in SA where they are, and to go and find out the advantage, disadvantage of those houses, and how long were those houses been built? Yes.
Yeah, no, I think...
Otherwise, for us to rush and let baby welcome those type of houses, the 2 days house.
Yeah, because you just become impressed. Yeah,
we must have proper information about those about the advantages and disadvantages of those houses before we welcome them here. Yes.
Yeah, and what do you think about the president deciding to bypass the tender process because of those?
But then the thing is. Who's going to supply the houses? Is it the government only?
Who's going to supply the houses?
Yes.
I think it will be the government, from what we read, is that, you know, the government would then support this company, you know, to build the houses.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, to build the houses without actually a competition from other companies as well. And this is where the contention is as well.
The government is going to build the house.
No, of course, the government is not going to build the house. They would probably support the company that's coming up with the innovation to build the houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have enough.
Or maybe they're looking at PPP, triple P's, and I think they have to come up with the mechanisms how they're going to fund, you know, that process. Yeah.
But then who is going to sanction that private company?
Maybe it could be working under, let's say, for example, NHG, because the government subsidizes NHG and NHP, I mean NHG. So it could be hired, like as I said, it could be hired by NHG, and then do the work on behalf of NHG.
Uh-huh. All right, Michael. I think it's okay. I will call tomorrow. Thank you very much.
All right. No, thanks for coming through. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Yeah. There are so many things that are not also clear. You know. We appreciate the initiative. At least we want. Yeah. That's a good thing that we have people coming up with innovative that make, you know, this whole thing much easier and much cheaper. So. I think that's a very good thing, but let's also, you know, follow things and let's follow the procedure. Let's follow the rules. Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
That Mike, yeah. Just quickly, I won't take long. The duration of those houses plus minus is 50 years.
It's 50 years.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to see the houses, that if you live in Mindo, just go to our hospital, Kanutere Hospital. Where our mother giving the paternity, how do you call it?
No, the maternity.
The maternity wards,
yeah.
Yeah, the maternity ward. Yeah, if you go there,
yeah,
all of those blocks are built through this system.
Okay.
Go there and see, then you finish. You come in and tell us the truth. Okay, this I think is a better than is a better than this kind of life we are living now. These things and stuff like that. No toilet, no nothing.
Okay, no, that's good for coming, for good information. Thanks for coming back and provide that information. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
All right. All right. 50 years. That's good enough. Yeah. So, yeah. Good. 08333-66091. 08333-66091. We still have about 8 minutes. So you can come through and have your opinion on housing crisis and these new initiatives that might be a breakthrough or a change, you know, something that's going to change, a life changer or whatever, a game changer, not a life changer, a game changer for when it comes to, a building. Housing in Namibia. So, yeah, could be a revolutionary. That would make really much, much of a difference, in Namibia. So, let's hope, we even, you know, construct a factory, that will produce the panels. And, yeah, let's look forward to that. A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
We are all right.
You said there is a house that was constructed of bells within 2 days.
They said what? I didn't get you. I didn't get what you said.
I thought you, from your preamble, you said there was a house that was two-bedroom house that was...
Yeah, there were schools. There were schools actually built from, you know, Congo, you know, Angola as well. Yeah.
So for within 2 days, no? Yeah?
Yeah, in Windhoek, there was a demonstration house where the president went to go and see, and the minister went and see. It was also built in 2 days. Yeah.
It was built by who?
Eh?
Who built that house?
The company is ABT. What is it? ABT?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
They coming up with this new initiative, this new way of, much cheap material, but quality material. Okay, so yeah, and it was just built within 2 days.
So
a two bedroom house. Yeah.
If people can collaborate in those initiatives, they can construct many more houses.
Yeah, imagine if you can build the house in 2 days. Yeah, definitely you can build many, many more houses. And you can catch up even on the target that you want.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go ahead with this initiative. If it is viable, then we can have more people having shelter in their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
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 So thank you very much. The collaborative effort, I think, is required there.
Yeah.
Everybody, this one bring a, maybe when like people, when they were building the Okongo ya Barberia Ipopua, I think that then is possible. So maybe it's just the effort, the material, the financial support and whatever is needed to move ahead with that initiative.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. If that's going to be a game changer, we need to invest in it. But as the other caller said, a bit of research, you know, on that, rather than just quickly jump onto it. So if there are already data available, in terms of the durability and is this material that we can ourselves be able to produce, to manufacture, you know, let's see how that would help our housing crisis in Namibia. So we still have 4 minutes before we
we come to the end of our unpacking today and hand over to Tate Franz. So what if you just want to say something, or maybe you just want to say hello, you know, you know, you're welcome. I'm giving these 3 minutes for you just to come through and say hello. You know, not just say hello, but, you know, say something, you know, whatever that you want to say. All right. We'll be back after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. Yes, this is your number one talk radio station. It looks like it's a bit cold. It's getting a bit cold. The winter is coming much earlier. Oh, when does the winter start? You know, the winter's that weather nowadays. Yeah, you never really know when the weather will, which time, you know, it's winter, which time is what. So everything changes. Everything is changes, you know. Everything is becoming Chinese, you know. all right. So, yeah, good morning to you and welcome. Our time is about 59 minutes past the hour of 9. We actually come to the end of the show of Unpacking the Day. So the housing crisis in Namibia, as we can see, as most of you have indicated, it's really structural. It requires land reform. That's one thing that it requires. Affordable financing. Those are issues. As much as we're talking about the new initiatives, there are also, which is actually, as I said, piece of a bigger puzzles. So there are other issues that we need to still sort out to be able to provide housing to Namibians. Land reforms, affordable financing, manufacturing, like local industries that we need to build up, and of course, which actually President Netumbo has actually shown, we need that political will, a consistent political will. So she might not be here in the next 5 years, that we need someone again, that kind of a political will, which is not only within the president. It should be also something, a political will should be also, come down to regional level, to constituency levels. So we need to see that, not just, you know, and also maybe look at that we follow the policy framework, you know, not just one company with a good product and a president endorsement of that. So let's make sure that tender system reform, we don't bypass the oversight, so we don't remove the oversight. So to fix So maybe something that maybe it's something that we need to fix if you want to able delivery instead of actually, you know, blocking it. All right. So yeah, it's 2 minutes past the hour of 10, and that's bring us to the end of Unpacking the Day. Thanks for those who came through and really contributed on our discussion. You are the one who make this program what it is. It's your platform where you come and have your opinion. Thanks for those who contributed. Let's do this tomorrow again at the same time from 8 to 10 o'clock. So from me, Michael Chiavelli, I'll see you tomorrow. Let's have that again here on Eagle FM. So goodbye for now. I leave you in the hands, in a capable hand of Mr. Franz, coming with Kutha Mosha. Thank you and goodbye.